You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 917, hour number 3. We will start with music from Thomas DeLeo. We'll also hear in this first set Robert Scott Thompson, a piece called Sanctum, and Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs with a piece called Time Worn. First, Thomas DeLeo. This comes from his CD, Selected Compositions 2, 1975 through 2015. This comes from Numa Records, released in 2016. Electronic music in this CD features music for chamber instruments and electronics. This is what we'll hear is an electronic piece called MNCE. And like a lot of Thomas DeLeo's pieces, this two-minute selection is full-scale work featuring silences punctuated by very intense, quick events. Then from the Sanctum CD, Robert Scott Thompson from 2007, we'll hear an electroacoustic piece featuring Dr. Stuart Gerber, one of Thompson's colleagues at the University of Georgia, who contributed percussive materials to this piece, realized at the composer's studio in Roswell, Georgia in 2005. Then from Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs, we hear another short piece called Time Worn. This comes from Confessions of a Deviant Machine, released by Con-V Editions in 2011. Percussion, prepared piano, and electronics by Lee Noyes. Electronics, piano, and processing by J.C. Combs. Recorded in Dunedin, Arizona, and Seattle, Washington, which concluded in 2011. First, Thomas DeLeo, MNCE, music from Numa Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 917, hour number 3. We just heard from Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs. That was called Time Worn. We started with Thomas DeLeo. That was the piece with the silences in it. M-N-C-E. From Selected Compositions 2, 1972 through 2015. Chamber and Electronic Music from Thomas DeLeo. Released on Numa Records in 2016. That was a 1999 composition for electronics, again with generous silences in between as a part of the composition. Robert Scott Thompson gave us Sanctum, the title selection from his Sanctum CD from the Electronic Music Foundation, now available through his own Bandcamp site. Which is linked to at martiangardens.blog. And that featured percussive materials by Dr. Stuart Gerber from the University of Georgia, State University colleague there of Robert Scott Thompson. And J.C. Combs with Lee Noyes gave us Time Worn, from Confessions of a Deviant Machine on Convy Edition, released in 2011, percussion and prepared piano, electronics and processing by Lee Noyes and J.C. Combs. And coming up next, our next piece, we'll hear music from the Bang on a Can All-Stars, performing Caroline Shaw's piece, Really Craft When You... And then we'll hear Philip Kent Bimstein, Just a Gift, from Larkin Gifford's harmonica. From Bernadette's Beach, we'll hear Contessas and Card Sharks, from her piece with Tulani Davis, called Telepathy and Telepathy, a poetry music suite. From Without Borders on Mode Records, we'll hear Langston Hughes' Railroad Avenue, as spoken by Eric Mingus from The Dream Keeper, also on Mode Records. And we'll end with Connie Beckley and a piece called No Messages from her electronic music opera, The Aquarium, Sonic Meditations on Life in the City. First, from Caroline Shaw, who won the Pulitzer Prize in Music at the age of 30, one of the youngest composer ever to win that prize, and an alumna of Princeton University. We'll hear Caroline Shaw's Really Craft When You... A very awkward title. Don't like it, but I do love the piece. And this is from the Bang on a Can All-Stars CD, More Field Recordings on Cantaloupe Music, released in 2017. Piano by Vicky Chow, clarinet by Ken Thompson, cello by Ashley Bathgate, percussion by David Cawson, electric guitar by Mark Stewart, and double bass by Robert Black. This piece also features recordings from the Library of Congress of quilters from North Carolina and Virginia discussing their quilting. This was Library of Congress material recorded in the 1970s. And we'll follow this with a piece for voice and harmonica from the suite Larkin Gifford's harmonica. Philip Kent Bimstein on Starkland Records will follow this 7-minute piece, Bang on a Can All-Stars, performing Caroline Shaw's Really Craft When You. And that's from Cantaloupe Music, a new release.
I never liked embroidery. And I got tired of doing stuffed toys. I did, you know, quite a few stuffed toys. I got tired of that. That was something that was doing the same thing over and over and over again. And in doing a quilt, you can do something different each time. And, you know, I guess you could go on for years and never exhaust all the ideas or patterns if you was the mind to get out and search for them and find the right patterns.
That was what we called the crazy quilt. And we'd find different ways to put them together. We'd start at one corner and sew on a little strip and go, you know. And then we'd have so many blocks and sew them together, and we'd have one turn one way and one the other, and that way it'd give it a kind of little different design.
Well, I would think the design would be the main thing about a quilt. Because if you just piece up a strip just in any form or matter and it doesn't harmonize, it's not going to be very pretty. I'd rather piece my pieces, make squares, and put them together. A lot of people have a strip of this kind, a strip of that. Go to Stone by Rabbits, you know, and make quilts. And they have all kinds of colors. But Mother taught us to use designs. And if I was to make one now, I'd make some kind of design. Like
a lot of cutting to do. You'll have to have at least two patterns before you get one top cut out. The way I usually do mine, I lay my material down and I cut my, lay my pattern on top of the material on the back side and mark it with a pencil or pen.
And you just keep adding on, you see, just adding on all the time. And first thing you know, you've got the quilt done. Now you start in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You start in a corner. Now you start in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You start in a corner. Now you start in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You start in a corner. Now you start in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You start in a corner. Now you start in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You start in a corner. Now you start in a corner.
Then looking at something, because you can't get it true. And that's one thing about quilting and one thing about piecing. You've got to have a true pattern to start with.
Start in the corner.
And after you use that pattern a while and it gets a little worn,
now you start in the corner.
Make your new pattern. We start in the corner and sew on those and have it true. And then your pieces will always fit together and it's, it just goes much better. So if you let one side of your pattern be off just quilt done, it'll come out perfect. I said, no, I couldn't let nobody have my pattern. I said, no, I couldn't let nobody have my pattern. I said, no, I couldn't let nobody have my pattern.
Two patterns.
I said, no,
get one
top. But I have my pattern. I'm getting one top today. Two patterns.
Start in a corner.
Do you follow a particular pattern when you're tacking them?
Or? No, just tack this. I just guess at it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I guess at it. I don't have no pattern for nothing. I don't use no pattern. I've got all these quilts here and I ain't got a pattern one. He had the first pattern. I just pieced them up the way I wanted to piece them.
This craft business, they don't want you to do that. They want you to create your own, to use your imagination. Like if you want to change a pattern, say that that you got a pattern that you want to change it some way, you know. You can imagine up how that it, and change it, and maybe it'd be all together, a different design, different quilt and so on. So they like for you to do that. And I think it's good for you. I think it's good to have imagination that you can create things like that. They wanted me to come up with some kind of pattern, just, you know, that I could do something that I would think about creating a set. Very creative. I don't mind changing something just a little bit, or maybe doing it a different way to what somebody else is doing. But they said that that was really craft when you done that. And I guess it is.
It just comes natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, you like to do it. Gifford, son of Moses Elias Gifford, born in Springdale in 1906. My father had a dry farm out on the big plains, and he raised wheat for a living. He was a hard worker. Later, he just settled down on our little 18 acres here in Springdale. Grist mill in Hurricane, and we'd take our wheat down to the grist mill. They'd run it through the mill and through the pan and cash for it. They'd just take so much wheat for the grinding out of the making of the flour. We'd take so much flour, you know, and maybe a little wheat to feed the chickens. That's the way we did it. Well, it used to take all day to go to Hurricane from Springdale. We'd stop in Virgin and give the horse a drink. Mr. Henry Cornelius had the only store there, the main store. He had some harmonicas in the store there. Father says, I'll get you one if you play it. He got it and handed it to me, and I played the Baron Over the Mountain. Right off like that, it just seemed natural. It's just a gift. Some people are gifted in one thing, some another. That would be one of my gifts. I've always enjoyed playing harmonica. I didn't ever take any lessons, or nobody told me anything about it. I knew when to blow and when to inhale. About as much out as there is in. I've always liked music. It's a satisfaction, you know. You know, it's like having a dish of ice cream. Something you like to do, you like to do it. When I was a little kid, I remember every time we'd have company, they'd want me to play because they'd heard that I played the harmonica. And the only way I'd do it was get down behind my father's chair, mother's chair, where they couldn't see me when I played. I've always liked music. It's a satisfaction, you know. You know, it's like having a dish of ice cream. You just just come natural. It's just a gift. Something you like to do, you like to do it.
Slick boys and card sharks, baffled local prophets, cane-colored contessas with orange-black hair, crowd over a kitchen table. Professional elegance out of work. They could hum you some Monk. Or tell you about when Malcolm was a child. Black folks weren't supposed to be out after dark or too much together. I only know what's left of it. How Malcolm's daddy worked for Garvey like some folks sweat for God. But the Midwest was an open, treacherous place, full of lead belly and accidental death, where five or six blacks took hands in small parlors with wood-burning stoves, chanted, "Up ye mighty race," into the dreams of children tucked in. A streetcar cut him in half. He continued to live for hours as word got out that his kind were not needed in town. We tell each other what we know. People get offended. A flotilla sits off the coast of the revolution. The Pope tells the priest to mind his own business. White hoods parade in Namibia, rally round the kitchen window. Malcolm's mother was from Grenada, followed the Black Star to Harlem. We have what's left, just that. Romantic chroniclers, gambling, dabbling in dope, experts in gruesome details. White hoods, capering, silent, helicopters, reggae on the radio. It's hard to stay in one piece. Ask Malcolm's daddy, Reverend Little. Ask those scrawling on walls.
Dusk, dark. On Railroad Avenue, lights in the fist joints, lights in the pool rooms, a boxcar, some train has forgotten. In the middle of the block, the player piano, a Victrola. 942 was the number. A boy lounging on the corner. A passing girl with purple powder skin. Laughter. Suddenly, like a taut drum. Laughter. Suddenly, neither truth nor lie, laughter, hardening the dusk, dark evening, laughter. Shaking the lights in the fist joints, rolling white balls in the pool room. Leaving untouched the boxcar. Some train has forgotten.
Two telephones, side by side, on the corner of the street. Two telephones. Side by side. No booths, just two phones and a pole. On the corner. The anti-mugger kind, exposed and open to the night. Street. The traffic light is green, and I wait. Wait to cross. One of the telephones is being dialed. Is dialed. The caller connects and asks, leave a message. An urgent message. Wants to meet, to sort things out. It's so very urgent. It's very urgent. The traffic light turns red. The caller hangs up. Disconnects. And is gone. Crosses the street. I linger on the curb as a second caller arrives, dials the other telephone, asks for messages, and asks urgent. About an urgent message. And asks again. And urgently asks again for any message. Once more, in urgency, if there are really no messages. Subway
dropped,
the bag of groceries
forgotten,
the foreign tourist
misguided,
the wrong address
undeciphered,
the angry panhandler
demanding,
the street evangelist
pleading,
the tired commuter
stranded,
the station clerk to intervene.
The telephones.
but the caller is gone.
The traffic light
has turned red.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 917, hour number 3. That was a long set, ending with Connie Beckley, No Messages, starting with Bang on a Can, performing Caroline Shaw's Really Craft When You, and that comes from More Field Recordings, music performed by Bang on a Can All-Stars on Cantaloupe Music. That was Ladies Who Quilt in the 1970s, discussing their quilting for recordings by the Library of Congress. And that was what Caroline Shaw included in this chamber piece, Really Craft When You, from Bang on a Can All-Stars, Cantaloupe Music. Philip Kent Bimstein, who was once mayor of Springdale, Utah, recorded this piece, Just a Gift, as a part of a suite of pieces called Larkin Gifford's Harmonica. In this case, interviewing an elderly Springdale resident named Larkin Gifford about his passion for the harmonica. And the voice and the harmonica were performed by Larkin Gifford with a recording recorded at the Gifford home in Springdale, Utah, I think in 1993. And then it was processed electronically by Philip Kent Bimstein, released on a CD finally called Larkin Gifford's Harmonica on Starkland Records in 2006. Following that, Bernadette Speech. We heard a selection from we heard Movement 1 from Telepathy Poetry Music Suite. That was Contessas and Card Sharks from the CD Without Borders, released in 1988 on Mode Records. Featuring the reciter, who also wrote the text, the poet Tulani Davis, with the contrabass by Lindsay Horner, trombone by Jeffrey Hoyer, alto saxophone by Oliver Lake, piano by Mira Melford, and guitar by Jeffrey Schanzer, who's Bernadette Speech's husband. And that was conducted by Bernadette Speech, music recorded at Sorcerer Sound in New York, 1987. Langston Hughes followed that. The intoning voice of Eric Mingus. That was called, he is the son of Charles Mingus. That was called Railroad Avenue, a poem, like a lot of poems by Langston Hughes, published in the various African-American magazines that emerged in the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s. This one was published in November of 1926 in a magazine called Fire, all caps with two exclamation points. And unfortunately, that was the only edition of Fire ever published because, believe it or not, the place burned down and they never got back on board. Fire was the chosen name, though, and irony was the result. That rendition of Fire was recorded at Thundering Sky Studio in South Berwick, Maine, in April of 2012 with Eric Mingus, Hammond organ by Skip Gallant. And then we ended with Connie Beckley, No Messages from the Aquarium, Sonic Meditations on Life in the City. And that was Voice and Electronics by Connie Beckley, recorded in New York City in 1995, a CRI release. We'll end with music from Morton Feldman. We'll hear, I'm changing my mind a little bit. For a shorter piece, what we'll hear is the ending piece from Three Voices, Slow Waltz and Ending. This is a poem, it takes its text from a poem by Frank O'Hara called Wind. This was composed for Joan LaBarbara by Morton Feldman, recorded in the Los Angeles composition year 1982, and this was released in 1989. On New Albion Records, Three Voices for Joan LaBarbera by Morton Feldman. You've been listening to Martian Gardens. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. This is episode 917, hour number 3.